So the Zera Shimshin says a fascinating thing. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Bez Hashem, we're going to reach Maseches Shabbos. The Gemara says that the Am stood by Moshe and Habayker at Arif. In this week's parasha, they stood by Moshe Rabbeinu and Habayker at Arif. So the Gemara says they stood Mamish by Moshe Rabbeinu from Habayker at Arif. The Gemara dashes any Dayan that dans a din emes la'amita, that paskins a din that's emes la'amita, even for one part of the day. It's as if he became a shutif to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and Ma'aseh Bereishis, and the Lashon HaPasuk is, Vayyer Vayyvayker. Right here you say they stood in a biker at Arev. So we dash in the Pasuk, Rebbeinu Shem created the world, Vayyer Vayyvayker. Anyone that dans din emes la'amitai is a shutif to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and Ma'aseh Bereishis. And the Shaila is, so he wants to know, what's emes la'amitai? What's the inyan of emes la'amitai? He says a fascinating thing. He says that emes incorporates the whole Aleph Beis. You have Aleph in the beginning, Tough at the end, and Mem in the middle. He says when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam paskins a din, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam views something, he's able to look at the whole picture from the beginning to the end to the middle. He says the beginning is a siman to the Tzad HaTov, the end is a siman for the Tzad Hara, and the middle is the Hachra. That's Emes. Emes is when you're able to view the whole picture, a Dayan that's able to look at the whole picture and be able to be Mechriya and don't look at what's right in front of your nose, but look at things the way the Rebbeinu Shel Olam views it. Look at things the way the world, in a worldly view, that's a dying that Dan did emes lamita. And it's interesting because the drasha is erev and vayke, because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created the world with night, which is what looks bad, chas shalom, and day, which is what looks good. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is able to incorporate what looks bad and looks good. It's all echad. It's all one Rebbeinu Shel Olam. If a person, we are all dayanim. We're not dayanim in the physical sense. We're dayanim in the spiritual sense. We all see scenarios. We can either view the scenario, this guy did this and this, right away, we touch him up. He's a terrible person. He's a bad person. He has malicious intent. That's a person that's sheker. Chazal say, what's the difference between emes and sheker? Sheker, all the oisias are together. If you view a story, you say, oh, this guy, he shouldn't have done it. He got upset about it. You look at the story just in mamish, in the context of exactly the way the story happens. A person has to be able to view it in the emes, take a look. Aleph, Mem, and Saf. Be able to view the whole scenario, the whole person. Have an emesa look on people, an emesa look on the world. And if a person views the world in an emesa fashion, you're a dying hadad in emes lamitai. You're not a shutav lakadosh baruch hu. My separation is talking about zeichem. To view people and view events that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam makes in a general, in a more of a worldly look, view it like the Rebbeinu Shel Olam looks at it, and that's chus. When we down people lekav chus, and we view a person properly, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam as Hashem, who will view us properly and down us lekav chus. Amen.